order to get your attention, God can either use a nudge or a shove. If we're sensitive to God, then it just takes a little nudge to adjust us. But if we're into our own righteousness, into establishing our own righteousness, and well, that will take a shove. I speak both on a personal individual level and on a worldwide level. On the personal level, when we cast ourselves upon the Lord, realize that we have no righteousness of our own. It's the equivalent of, there's a little parable Jesus told about casting yourself on the stone of Christ. You cast yourself there. You give up on your own righteousness. You will be shattered, yes, but it will be not quite as bad as being scattered, as having the rock fall upon you. Yes. So God can correct you with little micro adjustments. It's like a little steering mechanism, like a joystick. It's like just little tiny motions of the stick will correct you. I experienced this yesterday, which is why I bring this topic up. The world will not experience it until the tribulation. The tribulation will not be a little micro adjustment. It'll be a shove. It'll be a wrecking ball. It'll be the stone falling upon them. On an individual basis, this would be people who throughout their lives have been seeking to establish their own righteousness. That is, they are members of religions. That's going to be a big wrecking ball. It's what it'll take to wreck that. But to those of us who have given up on our own righteousness, we're sensitive and God can micro adjust us. So yesterday I gave you the Walmart revelation, and I talked about love, the love of God, and that God certainly will love his enemies. He doesn't condemn his enemies to hell for eternity. He loves them. He loves them until he gets them. He wins them, and he is the winner of all humanity. And I told you that I loved my enemies, but I want to say that I try, and I have loved my enemies, but I haven't always loved my enemies. There are some people I just have such a distaste for. Well, you know what? No, I take that back. I do love all my enemies, but it's not always easy to practically do good for your enemies when you're facing them. I have enemies that are far away, many miles away, and so it's easy, really, it is easy for me to say I love them, I want the best for them, and may God bless them. But if I were face to face with them, not so easy. Case in point, after that show yesterday, I was having a bad day. You wouldn't know it. I didn't talk about it. I don't talk about everything. And so when I'm having a bad day, I'm an emotional eater, you see, so I eat junk. I eat garbage. So after that, I felt really sick, and I felt like going to McDonald's, which I maybe go to McDonald's once a year, two times a year, maybe. Anyway, I decided, and when I do go to McDonald's, I get hamburgers. There's something about McDonald's hamburger that to me is like chicken soup. It has healing properties. I don't know what it is. And I usually eat a lot of them. I maybe eat five of them. But I thought, you know, three might do it. So I drove up to McDonald's after my show yesterday. And it was already dark. It was getting dark during the show. I don't know if you noticed. So I decided I'm going to go through the McDonald's drive-thru. Now, the McDonald's drive-thru has been in business for many, many, many years, but they still don't have it figured out. They still don't know what they're doing. It seems incredible. But some stores are worse than others. I suppose you could say some are better than others, but I tend to look at the glass half empty. So I pull up. There's only like three people in front of me. I order three hamburgers. And I always say that's all because they want to say, you want any fries with that? You want an apple pie with that? Would you like four milkshakes with that? No. Three hamburgers, that'll be it. Thank you very much. So I pull away from the crackly little speaker, and two people in front of me, I guess there are only two people in front of me. This guy's up there for literally 10 minutes. I'm starting to get a little impatient, as we know how the service industry today is shot. The next person was also 10 minutes, and I'm starting to hate the people in the cars. It's, and I know it's not their fault, and yet I'm feeling these bad feelings about my fellow human beings. And so by the time I get to the window to pay for my 3 hamburgers, I'm already counting to 10, breathing, trying to take deep breaths slowly. I get there, I pay. Oh, I forgot this. Yeah, I'm getting up to pay, and I barely have enough room to pay to get to the payment window because the guy in front of me is about 30 feet behind the car in front of him. Like, just pull up 5 inches and I can make this payment. But the guy or the lady, whoever it was, would not pull up another 2 inches. I almost honked my horn. But, you know, road rage is a real thing. Drive-through rage is road rage on steroids. You don't want to get involved in drive-through rage. And I would have triggered it had I beat my horn, honked my horn. My horn is a honk, not a beep. So the bottleneck was happening at the food dispensing window, not at the money dispensing window, the food dispensing windows. I'm in a real state by the time I get up there. So there I am at the food dispensing window. It's dark. I'm impatient. I'm not feeling well. And I sit there for 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 7 minutes, 8 minutes. And the girl opens the window and this is what she says. Sir, you ordered 3 hamburgers?
Yes.
Now, when you say hamburgers, do you mean like plain hamburgers or do you mean hamburgers? Whatever it is you guys have called hamburgers for the last 65 years, that's what I want. Okay, thank you. What did she think I was ordering? Like, just the patty? Like, when I say hamburger, do I mean like the entire package? Like, the thing, like, you want, like, bun on it and pickles and ketchup and mustard and chopped onions? Is that? Then I waited another 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. Finally, a bag was incoming with my 3 hamburgers in it. And at that point, I had to say something. I said, ma'am, honestly, 10 minutes at this window for 3 hamburgers. And actually, I ordered the hamburgers 20 minutes ago when I was back at the crackly speaker. I said, I don't know what's going on back there. I mean, I was calm. There wasn't steam coming out of my ears. My voice was calm, as you hear it now. I said, I don't know what's happening back there, but bad things are happening back there. It shouldn't take this long to get me 3 hamburgers. Nice girl. 25-year-old black girl, I guess, probably. I'm guessing at her age, not her race. Her race is probably irrelevant. I just thought I'd mention it. Maybe it's relevant. I don't know. So she apologized. She said, I'm sorry, sir. Have a happy holidays. Nice. Nice girl. She personally did nothing wrong. I was so upset that I just pulled away fuming. I didn't say anything to her. I didn't say anything mean to her. I didn't say anything to her. She wished me happy holidays. I pulled away. And under my breath, I think I said, happy holidays, my happy holidays. I said something derogatory about and Grinch-like about the holidays. I then pulled into a parking space, as is my habit whenever I go to McDonald's twice a year, and I began to eat my 3 hamburgers. And they were like the tree of life to me. They tasted so great, and I was starting to feel better already. But then something happened. My conscience began to be pricked that I could not. Here I was, I had just given a talk on love, and I had just really, I guess, trumpeted my own love for my enemies. And it's very easy to love people again who are far away. It seems very abstract. It's still not an easy trick, but I manage it. But here was an opportunity. Here was an innocent girl. It wasn't her fault that my hamburgers took 20 minutes to prepare at a drive-thru at McDonald's. It's not like I ordered a shrimp dinner. I could see if I had ordered a shrimp dinner. Aren't hamburgers in McDonald's wheelhouse? Isn't this their thing? Isn't there a sign that says 500 billion sold a day? If I had asked for a baked potato, or if I had asked for pancakes at 7 p.m., or if I had asked for broccoli, I can see where they would have had a problem. I asked for hamburgers at McDonald's. Anyway, I was getting nudged by God. Oh, Mr. Grace, Mr. Nice to his enemies, Mr. Blesses his enemies, Mr. God does good to his enemies. The girl wished you a happy holidays and you did not return her well wish. And that is not like me. And I began to feel very bad about it. And then I realized I was going to have to make it right. I finished my hamburgers, turned off my car, I went into the McDonald's, I stood at the cash register, and another clerk there thought I wanted to buy something, but I didn't, and I said, "That girl over there at the window, yes, would you mind calling her over here? I got something I want to say to her." The girl came over. I said, "Hi, you remember me? I'm the guy who was bitching about my hamburgers not being ready on time." She goes, "Yes, I remember you." I said, "Well, there is a problem with the hamburgers, but that's not why I'm here." I said, "It wasn't your fault that the hamburgers were late, and you wished me a happy holidays, and like an asshole, I just drove off. And I did not return the wish to you. So I just wanted to come back here and wish you a very happy holidays and a Merry Christmas." And she got a big smile on her face and she said, "Can I have a hug?" I said, "Yes, you surely can." She stepped out from behind the counter. She and I embraced. And I said, "You're doing good." I said, "Have a Merry Christmas." And she said, "You too, sir. Thank you very much." And I turned away, walked out of the store, and I think I was floating on a cloud after that. I think I made her night too. And I think it makes my night sharing this with you. I'm thanking God that He has given me the intelligence and the faith and the wisdom to know that I am to cast myself on that stone that is Christ. And that it will break you. It will break you. But it's better than having the stone land on you. I thank God for any softness that any of us have in a hard, cold world. You can change someone's day with a smile. You can change someone's day by telling them you love them. You can change someone's day, not even by returning a greeting, but be the one who greets. Some people are so broken, so hurt, so damaged in this world that they can't even barely talk. These are the people that we need to talk to first. Just a smile, just a hello, just a happy holidays can change somebody's day, maybe even their life.